Okay, a couple of things. First, we want to wish a Mazel Tov to Rav David Schlosselberg Shlita. Just engaged. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. But we're not going to sing today, because Sunday is not exactly the singing day here. We want to have a larger volume of song. So we'll have to sing tomorrow, Rez Hashem. Okay, starting tomorrow, your assistant is going to go around. We want to start getting ready the list of guys for Purim. Now, Purim is a little complicated this year. Not so complicated, but that Purim means that we try to stay here for Shabbos Zohar, because Purim is Motzai Shabbos, because our main thing that we do as a shir is at night. So normally, we just congregate, congregate at night, but here it's Shabbos, so what we try to do is we congregate on Shabbos afternoon, and then we go to the shul in the neighborhood, and we have mincha and shal shudas in the shul, and we have divrei Torah, and then that leads us into Marv and the Kriyas Megillah and a little Masiba afterwards, and then we come back. It's all within the neighborhood here, you don't have to go too far, but we try to start with Mincha on Shabbos, so it becomes a Shabbos event. So what is that, the 27th?
That Shabbos is the 27th.
Yeah, Parsha Zohar. Shabbos 27th, Parsha Zohar is always an exciting Shabbos in Yeshiva. So I want to encourage everyone to stay for that Shabbos. And we have to tell the shul, how much people to set up for Shal Shudas and for Chagiga. So we want to encourage everyone to stay and for that Shabbos. And so we, hopefully starting tomorrow, the shir assistants will be going around, and anyone who's been here in the past knows that it's always very special, and those that didn't come always regret that they didn't come. So so this way you don't have any regrets. You come and you'll have a good time in Bez Hashem. Then we'll have other occasions. I know Rabbi Tokayer is trying to arrange a Shabbaton for us in the Kingsway Jewish Center for Shabbos, and Shavuos is always a special time that we've had. So we have a lot of different occasions that we should be able to spend time together as a tzibur outside the regular ramifications of the yeshiva. Okay. Today's topic of today's shir, the eighth packet in Birkas Kohanim, is the saying of Psukim and the Ribono Shel Olam during Birkas Kohanim. In the Sidurim, so after every word, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, there's a Pasuk, and then after every Brach, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, there's the Ribono Shel Olam that you say for bad dreams, etc. So we're going to go through the inyan of what is that all about. Where does that come from? What is that all about? And etc. So says the Gemara. Is man shakonim mevarchim esa'am mahein omrim? It was when the Kohanim are benching the people, so what are the people saying? Amar of Zeira, Amar of Chista, Baruchu Hashem Malach of Gibor Koach, Baruchu Hashem Kol Tzvav Misharsav Otzei Shono, Baruchu Hashem Kol Masav Kol Makomos Mshalto, Marhinasa, Hashem, etc. So they say these psukim. Baruch Hashem kom tzavav, Baruch Hashem kom ma'asav. So So Bizman Shakonim Bivarchim Mahinomim Amar Zayn Rav Kista Baruch Hashem Malachov Gibar Korach Baruch Hashem Kol Tzvah Mishasov Otsay Vitoro Baruch Hashem Kol Masov Michol Makom Osvom Hem Shalto Baruch Hinafshi Yesh Hashem. That's what the people are saying, these people. Then the Gemara continues, B'musve the Shabbata, when you duchen on Musaf on Shabbos, Mahinomim Amar V'asi Shihamalos Hinei Baruch Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem the Gomer, Su Yidechim Kodesh Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem Mitzion Shevchen Shalom Halu Yokar. Alei Menami V'rach Hashem Mitzion, Chesiv Bahu and Yano. I'm reviewed the radio and Shim Hazi, Mitzion Shehiskim, Baruch Hashem Shalom Baruch, Sign the Baruch Hashem Kodesh Baruch. So we mentioned the brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Mincha B'Tanisa, by Mincha on a Tainis, there was also Birkas Kohanim. Because normally by Mincha you don't have Birkas Kohanim because the people eat and drink. So they might be shikr. And Birkas Kohanim, you're not allowed to... You know, in those days, the main beverage that people had was wine. You know, you had tuna fish sandwich with wine. Today, we have soda, apple juice, orange juice. Wine is not our... So if we had duchening and mincha, people were a little tipsy when it came mincha time. So it wasn't the best time for duchening. So they didn't duchen at mincha. The only time they duchen at mincha is a tainus, because a tainus you're not eating anyway. The Tadis Mayami Amar Achabar Yaakov Imanenu Anubano Hashem Efeil Man Shemecha Mikve Yisra Moshe Beis Sara. So he has a whole slew of sukkah to say. So apparently, you see from this Gemara that people were saying psukim during the dukkening. Then it says Beni'ila on page 2. Ni'ila b'yomei de Kippur mayamar. What do you say in Ni'ila? Amar marzut v'amilo masnisin nechin chen yivach gavir Hashem recha Hashem tzion yiriton shlaim kol yom mechayecha. Very bonim levanach shalom al Yisrael. Now, when do you say it? When do you say these psukim? So the Gemara says, Heichan Omron. When do you say it? Rav Yosef Omar ben kol bracha u'bracha. Between each bracha. In other words, yes, Yivrech Hashem v'Yishmerech is one bracha. Yer Hashem Pana v'lech v'yichunecha is another bracha. Yisa Hashem Pana v'lech v'yaseh mucha shalom. So between the brachas. But not during the brachas. Between the brachas. Rav Sheshet Omer b'haskaras Hashem. And Rav Sheshet says, no, you say it during when the Shem Hashem is being said. But the Kohanim is saying Shem Hashem. So, Pligiba, Marmori Rav Zviv, Chad Omar Psukah, Lekabal Psukah, Chad Omar Akol Psukah, Omar Lukulu. Rashi, Psukah, Lekabal Psukah, Kohanim, Omar Psukah, Rishon, Hey, Omar So Rav Yosef says, "You say Ben Baruch Baruch Sheshem Hashem Hashem." And then we have Rav Mari Razvid Chalam Rav Pesukah LeKabel Pesukim Chalam Rav Akol Pesukah Omer LeKulhu. So now the Gemara has two other opinions. One opinion is to say it. There was the Kohanim say a pasuk, and then the Yisraelim say a pasuk. Yeah, you have the you have a chumash. Give me a regular chumash there. Thank you. You see, each bracha is a pasuk. Yivrech Hashem Yishvrecha, Yishem Belev Halech Yivnechi, Yishem Belev Lech Vasem Chasholom. So the question is, so we're saying that we say it, one opinion says you say it after each bracha, so it means after each pasuk. And one opinion says you say the psukim by the Shem Hashem. But the question is, do you say all three psukim after the bracha? Or do you say, he says a pasuk, then we say a pasuk? The Kohanim say a pasuk, then we say a pasuk. Or is it, the Kohanim say a pasuk, then we say all three? The Kohanim say a pasuk, we say all three. So they say another pasuk, we say all three. That's the machlokas. We can borrow Mary Vavzvichana, Psukka, Lakabal Psukka. I guess this is Lamanda Omar, all Lamanda Omar that you say it after the, you know, between the brachas. Because if you're saying it by Shem Hashem, then that's a whole different thing. But he's saying, so Chan Omar, Psukka Lakabal Psukka. It means they say one pasuk, the Kohanim, and then we say one of the psukim, you know, the whichever pasuk is there. And they say another pasuk, we say another pasuk. But the other opinion says, Chan Omar Akol Psukka Omar Lukulhu. The other opinion says that every pasuk that the Kohanim say, we recite all three. We recite all three. Amar Achi Bar Abba Kol HaOmrim B'Gvulin Eino El Tova. Rashi Eino El Tova Shalom Nitku Lom El Kvod Shem Amiuchad Nitzku B'Mikdash. He says anyone who says these psukim outside the Beis Hamikdash is mistaken. It was only meant to be said in the Beis Hamikdash. Amar Rav Chanina Bar Papa Teda the Mikdash Nami Lom Yivay Lamarinu. And so what's the pshat? So he says he should only say it in the mikdash. Amar Avchanin of Avraham Teda, the b'mikdash nami lo b'boy the merminu. And our papa says that really you shouldn't even say it in the mikdash. Why? Klum yesh l'cha eved shemivarchim also ve'enu mazin. It doesn't sound right. If somebody's blessing you and you're going saying something else, you know, it's like disrespectful. Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina teida de b'gvulin ami boy lemirnu. And Rav Acha Bar Chanina says that you should even say it in the Gvulim. Why? Klum yesh evesh ha-mevarchim osov eidin mazbir ponim. In other words, he says, is it right that your Rebbe is giving you a bracha and you're not thanking him? You're not acknowledging it? So the psukim is the acknowledgement. So he says you should even say it in Gvulim. So you have a lot of different opinions here. One opinion says that if you say it in the Gvulon, it's not right. One opinion says you shouldn't even say it in the Mikdash. One opinion, you know. So what's going on here? But there is an opinion in the Gemara that says that it's not right to say it in the Gvulim because it's not proper respect. The other opinion says, no, fakert. It's not proper respect not to say it. So, it's a little confusing. So what's the maskana here? To say or not to say? And Tosfos asked the kasha from a Gemara in Brachas. Let's see the Gemara in Brachas, Nun Hei Amud Beis. Page 18. So it says on page 18, Amemer Marzut Ravashi of Yosri Bahadi Adodi Amri Kol Chad Chad Minon Leima Milsa Vilashmir Lil Chavri. Because these Rabbanim got together. And they said everyone should say a chiddush that no one else heard before. Okay? So posachad minay v'omri. So one of them got up and said, v'omr, hayman d'chaza chalmo, v'lo yoda maychazo. If a person saw a dream and he doesn't, you know what it's talking about, leikum kane b'inda de parsi adayu. So he should get up when the Kohanim are, you know, stretching out their hands when they're duchening. V'lei mahachi, and he should say the following: Ribono shel olam, ani shalach v'chalomos ha'ishalach. Chalom chalamti ve'eni yodea mahu. What we say, basically, you know, in other words, you should say this when the Kohanim are stretching out their hands. Beish chalamti al atzmi, beish chalamti li chaveri, beish chalamti al chavim. Im tovehem chazkem va'amtzem kahamosav shal yotzav v'tzurim for from kimei moral de Moshe Rabbeinu kimar Miriam mitzarata kichizkiyo mechelio meyiricho de Elisha shem shafachte kilos bila marosha levrocha kein tafoch kol cholomosa elai v'tova misayim b'hadei kani da'ani tzibur amen v'ilo leim ha'chi adim b'morom shachem b'vur. So the question is, Tosfos asks Akasha, so you see from here that the people speak during Birkas Kohanim, but has that shtim with the opinion of the Gemara that says that it's not respectful? Because the Gemara says, klum, what's the lashon again? Where is it? So how can you say this whole thing? Isn't it improper? So Tosfos asked the kasha, Perish Ri, Apple Gavdaminan, Perakaroa Man, Haiman de Chazi Chalma, Hasam Yishum Sakana Hitil, Shema Chalom Mesukadu, Shatar Kafua. But as you're saying, you're right, it's really not the proper, but it's a Sakana. If you have a bad dream, it could be a sakana, because a bad dream maybe is indicative that there's some truth to it. So therefore, you want to make sure that it's, you know, there's a refuah, that it's taken care of. So what you do is, you give a special dispensation that you can speak during Birkas Kohanim to say this. Because we know for a bad dream, we go all out. Even on Shabbos, you can do a tainis chalom. A tainis chalom. Tafil b'shav sitiu l'sanis tainis chalom. Okay, now let's look in the Zohar. So the Zohar says, Tana, Lamadu, but he shaita, the Kana Paris Yodoi, Srikim Abel, Mesa, Bidhivu, Be'ema, Linda, the Hushaita, Eden, Rusa. Let's read the Hebrew. Moses Shosha, Kana Paris Yodov, Srikha Amla Shevis, Beira, Vafachad, Radash, and also Shah, whose mancha, Rotsun Nimtsa, Bukola Alomus. The other Tachtonim is Barker. It's a Shatz Rotsun. It's a Shatz Rotsun. So we have to see, what does this imply? Does this imply since it's just rotzo and therefore we should daven then? Or does it imply we should keep quiet then? Or what's the implication? So let's learn the Torah in the Beis Yosef. It says the Torah on page 4. Uvishah shemivorchim. So the Torah says, "Shoshim v'orchim ein la'am lomar shum psukim." That when the Kohanim are speaking, we shouldn't be saying anything. You know, in the Sidurim, they have those psukim there. You know, you see, I'm sure you've seen the psukim. Yirecha, yirecha, Hashem etzion. You know, when the Kohanim are speaking, ein la'am lomar shum psukim. They are seen in Besota. Peg ve'en lomar m'shoshim v'orchim la'am v'ahim omrim. Poch Hashem v'orach. Maskin v'ol minu klum. You shouldn't say this psukim. Klum yesh evet shem varchem osov ve'enu mazim. Yesh enu mechem al levracha shem varchem osov. Yim rayu omrim ha psukim lo yu yicholim lechavin lebracha. Yil kech enu ma shum posuk yal yishtok v'yichavin lebracha. He says you shouldn't say those psukim. Even though there are opinions in the Gemara that says you do say. And there's opinions that say that you say it by Shem Hashem. It's called paskins not to say the psukim. So let's look in Shulchan Aruch on page 6. Shosh of Avarchim, Ein La'am Lomar Shum Pasuk El Yishtiku Vichavnu Lebracha. Because again, it's not, in other words, the Torah passes like the opinion of the Gemara that Klum Yesh Rab Shemavarech Ve'inu Mazin, that it's disrespectful that someone's giving you a bracha and you're saying Tillim. You should be paying attention. So says Ramah Hagam, Mikol Mokom Achshav Shakonim Arichim Harbe Binigunim Nogu Gamkim Lomar Psukim. He says that today maybe there's a heter because today the Kohanim sing a lot. So maybe you could say the psukim during the time that the Kohanim are singing, and maybe you can mekayim shneim. In other words, you're not considered being disrespectful because they're singing now. So during the singing, you say the psukim. And it wouldn't be a problem. But nonetheless, the Ramah still says Yosef Tov Shalol Amram. Because why should you be saying anything? You know, even singing is part of it. That's part of the bracha. So maybe you should just be listening the whole time. I mean, which came first?
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Yeah, there's a whole discussion. Right, it could be that they started singing with the psukim. Could be not. There's a sefer Paneach Raza, one of the Balei Tosfos. So he says the Amor Lahem, Amor, the numerical value of Amor is is 247, which is the numerical value of Zemer. So I have a whole mimer in my position next Sefer about what's the significance of Zemer during Birkas Kohanim. So let's see the Magen Avraham. Says the Magen Avraham, I'm a test. Lefi shalom amram chen kosov Menachem Azariah. Memayin is Menachem Azariah. That's the Ramah Mipanu. Famous Makubo. Simon Tzadi Hei. Chen kosov haba. Not to say. Nearly the Omram Yomar Mashash Achazin Makra Ateva. If you want to say it, don't say it when the Kohanim are saying it. But when the Chazan says Yivarech Echo, and then the Kohanim tell you, so you say, well, the Chazan say it, but the Chazan is just the prep; it's not the real bracha. Say it when the Chazan is saying it, not when the Kohanim is saying it. So says the Taz. Let's see the Taz. But he also comes nearly. Yesh lo Omer b'shasha makir korei atayim v'tchila. Mar Yesh plugim says Rabbi Yossi ve'Omer. They call bracha bracha. Even if I'm wearing a rotzal omram, they hilchasa. Rabbi Yossi says he said between bracha and bracha. The other opinion says you shouldn't say it at all. Although b'shas akras amakir kuli amu modim shami and shain sheiru mazlan birkas kodim. Right, so that's the best idea. Also, the question is if it's such a good idea, how come the Gemara didn't give that idea? The Gemara either said to say it between the psukim, or the Gemara says to say it not to say it at all. So why did the Gemara give this etza that the Rabbo has? To say all that the Magen Avraham has. B'had lo hiskiru b'zeh gemara b'sham lo haya makar menage na teva v'yefshon lo mar posik bo to azman. Because it was man a gemara, they didn't sing. So if you just say Yivarecha, you're not going to be able to say a whole posik the time that the Chaz says the word Yivarecha. But if you sing Yivarecha, you know, he sings it, then you can say 100% of the time. It depends who the Chaz is. So that's what the Taz explains. Okay. Even though we'll see, this is not our practice either. We don't have this minute that the Tazan is saying while the Chazan is saying it. So the Prima Gardam says, why not? Why don't we say it then? Of course, it's a great idea. Both the Magen Avraham and the Taz like this idea. To say the Pasuk. Because there's a Tzad in the Gemara that says you should say the Pasuk because it's what? It's like an acknowledgement. Like if somebody gives you a gift and you don't acknowledge, so it's not so nice. Somebody gives you a gift, you have to write a thank you card, you have to acknowledge. So by saying the psukim, that's why it's not going to write a thank you card to the Rosh Hashanah. But you say a pasuk, that's an acknowledgement. So why don't we do that? That's a great idea. So the Prima Gardam in the Eishal Avram 7 says, "Shalal Rabba, Mem Tes Kosev the Shasha Shatz Ome in Malav Morid, Or Hakonim Lishmu Meramachra." Okay, Tom Lishtok Lishmo. He says because then you're gonna stay, everyone's gonna be saying Tzukim. Maybe the Kohanim won't hear what the Machra said. So that's our minhag. Our minhag is when we don't say so you'll get a kick out of this in the pre-Chadash. He says, Eilu Marshum Pasuk. Look at this. I'm reading this where time to Kulmi Hashem Hashem Baruch Hu Tov Eino Mazik. It's not right that you're getting blessed and you're saying something.
So
Now, people like to get in as much as they can. You know, Rabbi Shlaim Bikram at the Targum, very good respondent. So he said, those are not nice. Blessing you, so you should be saying Shlaim Bikram at the Targum for the guy who was Kohanim and blessing you. So the Pre-Hunter says that, you know, not only the Pesukim in the Gemara, you shouldn't say Kal Vachom, you shouldn't say, you know, Shlaim Bikram at the Targum. His man, drink of his blood. Let's look now at the Sefer Mekor Chayim. Mekor Chayim is written by Chavis Yoyer. So he writes on page 9, Ein lomar shum pasuk kol shekein de'en lilmod misafa l'chutz. But you shouldn't be learning. You shouldn't be learning your daf yomi if you're going to speak out. But she'ekein la'ayim b'sefer l'har b'divrei Torah mitzvah min amuvcha. But he doesn't feel it's a problem if you want to look in a sefer if you're not saying any words. Or if you want to look at the psukim that are, you know, and think about the psukim that are in the machzor and the siddur, so you can do that. And then he says, he quotes the Tosis, what about people davening for the dream? So he says, that's a Mishum Sakana Hitiru. But then he writes like this, Mizen Nirli Don Kopanim, Im Ein Libo Nokfo, Al Chalomo, Kol Shekein Ein Lo, Halom of Ur, Shiesh Lo B'Masmos, Klal Shein Lo Omro. In other words, what if he doesn't have a dream, or there's no dream that he remembers that really is annoying him, is that he's nervous about? So maybe he shouldn't say it. This whole thing
Why was applying everyone should say that? Always?
No. Gemara implied, what was the Lashon of Gemara? Taiman, right. Right, the Gemara says, Lashon of Gemara is Haiman the Chazo Chalma, Velo Yada. Well, because we'll have to see, because minhag of most shuls is people do say it.
Always.
So that's what he says here, that if you don't have a specific dream, then maybe you shouldn't say it, because it's a chiddush to be matter to say it, right? It's really, you shouldn't, right? The Gemara is we paskin like the opinion that says you're not supposed to play any of the psukim, so that means you're not supposed to daven for the dreams anyway. So Tosfos says, Kasha, how can you do it? So Tosfos says, Mishum Sakana. That's only if you have a specific dream. No one says the dreams. Right, so that we're going to have to see. In other words, because as we'll see, in other words, it's a chiddush to allow this with the dreams. So, in other words, you have to see. I was just speaking to Rabbi Hoffman, Rabbi Joshua Hoffman, so he was saying over, you know, it could be in Chutz Laaretz, he was saying over from somebody, it could be in Chutz Laaretz, we don't duchen every day, so then from one yantav to another yantav, you're bound to have a dream. If you're duchening every day, so who said you had a dream specifically? On the Chagim, they say. Right. So that makes sense. Like Rabbi Hoffman was saying over. I forget who said from one of his Rebbeim. He says, so that's why you say the first day in Yontif. So but the question is, so but how do you say it the second day?
Well, you didn't dream anything.
Right, so someone said as a joke, that's why the rabbi gives the speech. Okay, that was a joke. Okay, if you want to see the tshuva of the Rama Mipanu, it's on page 10. So he asked a kasha from Rav Chiya bar Abba. Because first Rav Chiya bar Abba says, "Call Omer Begvulim." You're not supposed to say Begvulim. And then Rav Chiya bar Abba is the one who says, "Afil Begvulim by the Memru Kolim Yeshevet Es Baruch Hu." So they demand to be upon. The kasha from Rav Abba, the Amar Tartin Sastun Adodi. Right. In other words, Rav Chiya bar Abba seems to be contradicting himself, because Rav Chiya bar Abba kol amar mikvulin and ola tola. And then so we don't have that gear, so we have the gear of Rav Acha bar Chanina. So it's not a stira. But he had the gears of Rav Chiya bar Abba. You see, look at the footnote base. He says our gears is Rav Acha bar Chanina. But he had a gears that was Chiya bar Abba both places. So that means there was the same person who says to say it and said not to say it. So it's a stira. See, we have it that Rav Chiya bar Abba was the first statement and Rav Acha bar Chanina was the second statement. Lo tema had the day had Rabbein Lolem Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan Sfir Leid the Mikdash Bibar La Mimra Lo Vigvulun the Fugimir Pada Pogile Vavu Omer Sfar Acheres. So he says, "Yikashul Rav Chiya bar Abba, the Omer Tarti Sasin Hadadi Lo Temo Hadidei Had Rabbi." You can't say one was his own opinion, one was he saying in the name of his Rebbe. "Lo Omer Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yochanan Sfirlei, the Mikdash Bibar Lelemrinu of a Lobik Vulan." That he holds that you only say a Bimikdash. The Fugim the Rav Chanina bar Abba the Poli Misvara. former Svaracher, Svinitra Hadov Shokul, Mela Rafa Shmaitzin, Rabbi Yochanan, Victor Shamrino, Shmokum Roy Lahazbi upon him, Had Rabbi Shmuel Bani Barcheni, Avalobik Vulin. So how does that answer the question? Because if you have the gears of Rabbi Abraham, Tedor, I feel Gvul by the Mimrun, so that's against the other statement. But we don't have that gersa. We don't have that gersa. Okay, so let's take a look now. Take a look in the Gra for a second on page 15. This is the Maisa Rav of the Gra. So the Gra says, "Mitzias kafayim l'shmo kol mila, mipi akonim v'lo lomar shum psukim." So the Gra says you should have to hear every word. From the Kohanim, and not to say any psukim. Not to say any psukim. So again, because it's not proper derech eretz. And in fact, in the Sefer of Nesiyas Kapayim Ki Hilchasa on page 17, he even has a taina in the Mekor Chaim. Because the Mekor Chaim said you can look in a Sefer. He says, that's also not derech eretz. Like if somebody's speaking to you and blessing you, and you have a book open, it's also. So he says, "B'seifim mekor chayim, kosev dehira b'divrei Torah o'im b'seifim mutar b'shas habracha, heich lachshos l'chor atam b'klub yeshev and mevarchim osov lo mazin, shenach gem b'zeh, im kein lama mutar l'har alayim, tzorachim." Maybe it's not so poshut that you could be ma'ayin in a sefer. Hashus is supposed to just be paying attention. Supposed to just be paying attention. Yes. Oh, that requires a whole packet. Yeah. Maybe one time we should have a series on tefillah also. Okay. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to do. I think we have to be ma'aber the shana or something. Like that. Now, so we saw the source of the thing with the dream. We saw the Gemara in Brachas, and there's also a Medrash Tanchuma on page 19. You know the famous pasuk. Shir Hashirim. Hinei mitoso shel Shlomo, shishim giborim sovivlo. The 60 people, 60 guards around the bed of Shlomo. So Chazal Darshan, look at the top of the left side. You need Shishim Giborim Mashishim El Shishim Osios Shebirkas Kohanim. That Shishim Giborim Savivla is not only to take literally that there were 60 guards around the bed of Shlomo Melech, but it's referring to the 60 words of Birkas Kohanim. Kulam Achuzei Cherev. That each one is holding a sword, meaning each pasuk has Shem Hashem. Kolecha vechot shmo shal Chodesh Baruch Hu nizker bo. Yivrecha Hashem, Yor Hashem, Yisa Hashem. Ish char bo olivecho. Mora yorech lios nizkeres kan. Afilu roe odom achalomo cherv shlufo nesuno mitzavoro. Even if you have a dream that there's a sword like at your neck or at your thigh, mashkim holach mes knesses vipachasher balelos b'chalomo, so the next thing you should do is get up in the morning and go to shul, and when you see the kohanim mosi kampem chacholom arav mevatel mimenu. So the birkas kohanim is mevatel b'chalom ra. So this is another source. Now here it's mashma, tell me if I'm wrong, but here it's mashma that you don't even have to say anything. You just come to shul. Right? In other words, the Gemara Brachas is mashma that you're supposed to daven for the dreams to get taken care of. Here, as much as just come to shul, and the kohanim will take care of you. So take a look at the Mariel. On page 20. So he is also discusses this question. Again, Tosis had a question. How is it that we could daven for dreams by Birkas Kohanim if it says you're not supposed to talk during Birkas Kohanim? So he says in the tshuva, he answers the question, tshuva, left side. Ribono shel olam kamei kana yeshel chalek dechashiv shapir mazimo. Shebedama atzma shim kabel birkas kohanim. He says, no, faker. In other words, when you daven for the chalomos, you're saying to the kohanim, like, we're accepting your bracha. It's not like stam, you're just saying a praise, stam azor. This is no gay aleinyan. You're saying I had a dream, so therefore I want the bracha to come on me. So it's not something extraneous that you just stop saying psukim in the middle of Birkas Kohanim. Shem hachak amar lei sheitzchayim bo Birkas Kohanim yabo chalomo. So that's a different answer than Matosis gives. Now let's take a look at the Magen Avraham on page 21. Right, we did this before, that the minig that we have is only to be duchen on yontif. So look at the Magen Avraham to start an ayin. Menachem Azariah kosev the minig aruah. Right, he didn't like the minig just on yontif. Ksas mekomes nogim chachali shabbos miyontif shein nosim kapayim. So. Right, we discussed this, that some have the opinion that they don't duchen when Yontif falls out on Shabbos. And we discussed that not to mevatel the mitzvah of Ona, right? Because Kohanim used to duchen on they would go to the mikveh before they would duchen, if they would be a bal keri. But sometimes there wouldn't be a mikveh, so then they would still want a duchen, so they would not be with their wives, so they wouldn't become a bal keri, right? That's the, and this way they could duchen. So Chazal didn't want that. So therefore that became the minhag. Better to be with your wives than to do away with duchen. So that minhag developed, even though not everyone likes that minhag, as we discussed. And now he says a different shot. Chas b'chomus nogim k'shechal Shabbos v'yontif shein nosim kapayim lo yitati tam adover. He gives another reason. Efshem m'shem sh'omrim b'bonu sh'alolim. You're not allowed to have tchina b'shabbos. You're not allowed to have, supplications on Shabbos. So maybe that's why some have the minhag that when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, you don't do it. Kasha ekev Yontif bol kopik kulei hai. Kasha kasha. Avinu mokeinu she'enu min b'shabbos. Just like we don't say Avinu mokeinu on Shabbos. Chachem asas if you say pistron chalomos. If you have a bad dream, so you can definitely fast. Because that's definitely going to help. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not as powerful to say the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that you shouldn't say on Shabbos, because there's an issur tchina on Shabbos. Yeah, but so the question is, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? We don't say Tchinas and Yom Tov either. Right? We don't daven a full Shmon Esrei, the 18 brachas on Yom Tov, because we don't say Tchinas and Yom Tov. So how come we say Ribbono Shel Olam Yom Tov? So let's take a look at the Tziv on page 22. Says that it's really much because I'm not going to run. She ain't no more Rabbono Shel Olam because it's going to be Shabbos. L'chor Meishah Shabbos to Yom. There, I'm not near it. Right, me a Rambam. She ain't hakel b'Shabbos shachal b'chol ha-moed. If they had kiyos or tinos, she ain't dofa Shabbos. That hakel, when they did hakel, they would have superficial tinos. So you don't do hakel on Shabbos because of the tinos. So I think it's this also going to be on the hakel beyond the tinos. L'chor Pasha hakel what's the Rambam at tinos. Because we don't have hakel on Shabbos or Yontif. So the Rambam says, because of tchias and tchinas. But the Rambam adds tchinas also, but it doesn't say that there's an issur tchinas and yontif. So he says that it could be because covered Shabbos is more chomer than covered yontif, or that yontif is yom hadin. We know that dal prakim olam nidon pesach al dal atvua, so yontif is also yom hadin. Sukkos al amayim, shavuos al peiros ha'ilan, etc. So it's yom hadin shayach to have tchinas. Can feel how Yom Tov Shabbos Yom Kippur Tzarich La'omer. So the Tziv says an unbelievable thing. This we don't do. Our minhag is all the shuls I've always done is we say the Ribbono Shel Olam on Yom Tov, but when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so then we duchen the most shuls today, but we don't say the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Tziv writes that he thinks that you should say it even on Shabbos when it's Yom Tov.
Why?
There's no tchivas.
Because the Rambam was saying that it's all void. The Yom Tov Shachav Shav Shich Olam came to Shari Tchivas Olam Nami Haribo.
He says like this. There's an unbelievable thing. Because we saw the Gaonim said you shouldn't say the Ribono Shel Olam Shabbos. Right? So therefore we have the Minhag what?
We don't say it on Shabbos. So that's our Minhag. So the Tzitzis says it's a mistake what we do, really. We should say it on Shabbos. Why? So look, this is brilliant. He says like this. That the minhag not to say it on Shabbos was when they used to duchen every day, right? So then you should duchen, you should still also duchen on Shabbos, but you should say Ribono Shel Olam, because you're not supposed to say Tchil on Shabbos. But if we're duchening, our minhag is only to duchen on Yontif, and the idea is that Yontif is Yom Din. Yontif is Yom Din, and we so Yom Din. You have to say Tchilas. It's Yom Din. So then, even if it's Shabbos, it's still Yom Din al Tziyotif. In other words, the idea of not to duchen, not to say Ribono Shel Shabbos, it's when it's a regular Shabbos. For us, a regular Shabbos, we don't duchen at all. So what the Gaonim was saying, not to say the Ribono Shel Olam Shabbos, they were talking about what? On Shabbos, which was a regular Shabbos, because they used to duchen every day. So they had to tell you that when you duchen on Shabbos, don't say the Ribono Shel Olam. But we're duchening only on Yontif. We're duchening only on Yontif. So for us, to duchen on Shabbos, when it's Yontif, we're duchen anyway, we should say the Ribono Shel Olam also, because it's Yom Din. In other words, you can't say Tchidus on Shabbos, because Shabbos, you're not allowed to say Tchidus, but if Shabbos is also Yom Din, then you can... It's not so poshut. And because our minhag is that we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos also, right? So that means that even if it's a Yom Din, we don't say Tchinas really. But he thinks that that should override. The fact that it's a Yom Din should override not saying Tchinas. So Shabbos is normally not a Yom Din, but if it falls out of Yom Din, it is. But he says, Yochel Yoshev, Gab Shabbos, and that's the minhag in the Loshen. Loma Haribona Shalom, the Shabbos Shachal B'Yantiv. Chichis of Ramon Tam Tchinas came in the Yantiv Mutter Loma Tchinas, which is Yantiv Hema Yomi the Dina. But if the pshat is that covered Shabbos, so then maybe you shouldn't say it when even when Yom Tov falls out of Shabbos. It could be the Yom Din is only the first day of Yom Tov, not Chol Hamoed. But the question is about Avinu Malkeinu, we don't say. So maybe Avinu Malkeinu was connected to Shemot Esrei, and if you don't say Shemot Esrei, but Tchinas Mutal Omer. So take a look on the Sefer Igros HaSofer on page 23. Says Lomar, who's this letter? This letter is from the Chasam Sofer to the Mari Asad, Rabbi Yehuda Asad. Right? So he writes Lomar b'Shabbos Tefilas Hamolim u'Tefila Kavua. The Shein came Tefilas Hachalom.
He said, in other words, he says, why is it that we say the Ribbono Shel Olam on Yontif? It's dafka because we only duchen on Yontif. So we must have had a dream. That's what the Chasam Sofer, what we said before, I said Rabbi Hafman was saying over. So it's the Chasam Sofer says this. Because if we were duchen every day, it wouldn't necessarily, it means it's not Minhag Eretz Yisrael. Because Minhag Eretz Yisrael, as Gershon just said, they duchen every day and they still say the Ribbono Shel Olam on, but they don't say the Ribbono Shel Olam every day, so they save it up. But basically, what he's saying is that the reason, no, technically, we shouldn't be able to say the Ribbono Shel Olam because we didn't necessarily see a dream. But Mustama, we saw a dream from one yontif to the next, from last yontif to this yontif. We saw a dream. So we should daven for the past dreams. But that you can't do on Shabbos. That you can't do on Shabbos. Because in Shabbos you can only do, if you have a dream right in front of you now, then that's, you can fast, you can say the Ribbono Shel Olam. But since we don't necessarily have one right in front of us, then we shouldn't. But he says, what's the Tefilas HaMo'olim? But the Molim would say at Tefillah that they shouldn't mess up or something. So that is, so that you can even say at Shabbos. Tefillah some Molim. What?
Was that
Tefillah some Molim? I don't know, it could be some type of Tefillah the Molim would say that they shouldn't cause any hezek when they're doing the Milah.
Meal on Shabbos.
So that they could say even on Shabbos.
Same for specifically for a meal they want to do on Shabbos.
I guess so. So if you look at the Ramah in page 24, Kufra Ches Mem Hey, he discusses the different word, and he says, "Agav nogim shemarichim minigun neivul tevus, melachas mehem husof bracha b'fnei atzma lomi b'bonim." So shemarichim minigun the tevus. See, they used to be marich on the chafs yishmerecha. So that was a time that they could say Ribbono Shel Olam. So he says you shouldn't say it. So we, our minhag is that they're not marik in the chafs. They just sing before they say the word of Yishmerecha, Yuchunecha. And that's when we say the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yeah, I am Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Bir Halacha. You say no nogim hakol omar ribono acha kriyas hamakir tevach roda shom kol pasuk. I call him shoskim. As a menagdi v'chashim misaim v'rasiv ribono misaim v'kodim v'tevach roda. That's what we do. Then he says, "Well, the yesh lefachim is ekzas. The yesh hefseg ben kriyas hamakre amiras kohenim." Because the makra says v'yishmerecha, and then they're singing, and they're not saying v'yishmerecha right away. So maybe that's some type of hefseg. But it says when they're singing, that's like the beginning. Kuf Lamed is where it's a special Siman Shulchan Aruch about the Ribono Shel Olam. I'm under Chazul Chalmav, Lo Yoda Mai, etc. And the Mishnah Berurah and Aleph quotes the reason is because even if we didn't dream, from the stomach, since we only duchen from the golem, from the stomach we dreamt something from last regal to this regal. And then he says, "Mogen Avraham comes with Tzarich Lomim Ben Chalamos Shechalamdi Al Achayim, Shechalamos Shechalamdi Al Atzmi." Sidurim Shalana Nusach Hefer, and Hainu Ech Chalamdi Al Atzmi, Ben Shechalamdi Al Achayim. Because of Achayim Shechayim, but feel as though the Parm Rishon is Ishmereini, Kenegin Mashachonim Shechayim of Ishmerecha. In other words, in Aras Sidurim, it says, Ishmereini Shechayim of Ishmereini. So the Mishnah Berurah says, maybe you should only say when the Ribono Shel Olam, this is Shmereini after the first Ribono Shel Olam, was Chaneini by the second, in other words, was Yirecha Mishabrecha. So that Ribono Shel Olam, just say this is Shmereini at the end. Because in the Siddur it says this is Shmereini, it's Chaneini, Sirtzeini, just say this is Shmereini by the first, it was Chaneini by the second, and Sirtzeini by the third. Says, she says, "It feels on Pam Rishon of Shmereini Kenegad Mashachonim Simon Yishmerecha Pam Beis Chaneini Kenegad Yichuneka Pam Gimel Vesiseini Kenegad Shalom." And then he says, "Shenosim Kapayim Yadu Shachal B'Shabbos Ain Lomar Rabbanu Shalom Inam Tchina B'Shabbos No Shachalom Lo Chalom Rabbanu Shalayla." So then he says, "But if you Taka had a Chalom Ra that Laila." Then not like the then he permits you to say it on either in the Ribono Shel Olam, even on Shabbos. So these are some of the ideas. So b'kitzer, our minig is not to say the brach, the psukim in the sidurim, because we follow the opinion that you're not supposed to say anything, and it's a chiddush that we allow to say even the bracha for chalomos. And Tosis, but that's in the Gemara. So Tosis says either that's because it's a sakana, or you could say that that's not going to hold disrespect because we're saying it as if we're accepting the bracha of the kohanim. And then the question is, well, what about Shabbos? So some say Shabbos, you can't say tchina, but if it's yom shachal yom Shabbos, maybe you could say it because it's a yom din, and we We're allowed to say Tchinas and Yontif, so maybe even Yontif Shachal Yosef Shabbos, and that was the minig in the Veloshin. Our minig is that when we duchen on Shabbos, which we do duchen, some have the minig not to duchen on Shabbos at all, even on Yontif Shachal Yosef Shabbos, right? Either because not to mevatel on the mitzvah of Ono, or because of the Ribono Shel Olam. But our minig is to duchen. But the minig still is not to say the Ribono Shel Olam on Shabbos. Even though it's Yontif, because we don't say Tchinas and Shabbos, and even the fact that Yontif is Yom Adin, our minhag is that it doesn't override. I mean, that's our minhag that we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos for that reason as well. Okay, Rav Moshe, this is packet number. Yes, we have a couple more, and then we'll do other things. We have there's one packet about looking at the Kohanim. You know, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to cover yourself up?
Not cover yourself up,
and then we have a packet about where you're supposed to stand in shul to be included in the bracha. So you have to change your seat. Make sure you're in front of the Kohanim or not. Okay, we'll have a couple of minutes.